Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Hi, Florida. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Or if you're part of the solution, not part of the problem. Because that sucks, too. We don't want that. And I do appreciate the time that you're hanging out. And look, head up to the website. I've got stories up there. I want you to like or not like or do whatever you got to do. You know, you can donate. There is a donate button, you know, up there. It's always good to press that once in a while. You can sign up for the text alerts. So I keep calling text messaging, but apparently everybody else calls them text alerts. And you can sign up for the newsletter. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do there to get involved and get informed on the show. See, you know, what I usually like to do in the last hour is I just pound away at some of these stories that are out there that a lot of people are talking about. But, you know, what we were talking about in the last hour, about companies that aren't supporting your values and my values, let's go after these people. You know, and let's go, first of all, Joe Biden and Democrats as a whole, which is, I know nobody's going to be surprised by this, are flat out lying about the Georgia voting bills. They're lying about it. Stop listening to them and read it. The biggest one that I thought was hilarious was Joe Biden came out, well, look, he's always been a liar. His own team has called him a liar. He comes out and he says, come on, man, we're not allowed to give out water when people are waiting in line to vote? No, that's not what the bill says at all. What it says is the campaigns aren't allowed to give out water. Affiliates of the campaigns aren't allowed to give out water. The state can give out all the water they want. The water companies from those areas can give out all the water they want. Nobody is kept other than, it's like that in California. You can't wear a shirt, a pin, or a badge that says vote for Joe going into the polling areas, work in the polling areas. You can't do that. That's what the bill says. I mean, it really is that simple. But that just shows you, it's one of a dozen of them, but shows you what they're willing to say. Right? It shows you, it's like I said in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's what they all say. They are willing to lie through their teeth to get what they want to get. Are those really the people you want running the country? Are those the people that you want watching over you? What makes you think they're not going to lie to you? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you have to say. 855-732, 5563. Some of you saw the other day how two of those young girls were dropped over the border wall, the barrier. The smugglers dropped them and ran. Isn't that great? They were sisters from Ecuador, is my understanding. They talk about, and I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I will anyway. You get these coyotes. You know they're being hurt. Everybody's hearing about them. You know they're not good people. These families or whoever, I don't even know if they're stealing these kids or what, they're putting together all kinds of money to get these kids in a better situation, in a better scenario. And what happens? They get dropped over a fence, and the coyotes go running in the opposite direction. I mean, they were literally dropped on the American side of the border. The smugglers left them and ran. Now, they're doing fine, because a Border Patrol person saw it, or saw them, and were able to get to them. The chief said she was horrified and appalled and worried when she said she first saw the images come through. When I saw that the first child dropped to the ground and then not see her move for a few seconds, I honestly thought she was probably dead because she hit her head. And then the second child, was dropped and they started to move together. These people don't care. Opening up the borders is not going to make a difference. Matter of fact, opening up the borders will do nothing to make it better. Wednesday, Chavez, the chief of the Border Patrol, released video showing what she said were two smugglers scaling a 14-foot fence and dropping each child on the ground. Right? They also looked like they were dropping some belongings. I don't know if it was food or water or whatever it was. Their ages were 5 and 2. What's a 5-year-old going to do? I mean, a 2-year-old, is done. But what's a 5-year-old going to do in the middle of the desert? Who gave those girls to those coyotes? I mean, I realize that parent wanting what's best for the kids, they're willing to give up all, but like that? For real? The Border Patrol chief said that when she visited the two girls, they were so loving, so talkative. Some of them were even asking the names of the agents that were there around them. They even said they were a little hungry. So she helped pass food. I mean, remember, we're not feeding these kids. Listen to the Democrats. They're starving. And it's all our fault. Isn't it funny? They've piled them into these places. They've put them in areas where there's just not enough room for them. And yet it's our fault. It's Trump's fault from 2 years ago. Just amazing. And if you buy into it, I've got some swamp land I'm going to unload on you. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do give. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, again, I really do appreciate the time we spend together. And, man, I'm just hitting these stories one after another because of the craziness that's going on. And look at what's happening. Look at how it's happening. The and man, I'm watching. You know, it's really funny how the rise. You know, you hear all this conversation about the rise in Asian violence, right? Where's all the conversation about the rise in anti-Semitism over the last few years? Where's the outrage by the Democrats, Jewish Democrats, mind you, for the rise in anti-Semitism. Have you heard about that? Has that been hard hit? Has that been a big deal? I mean, seriously. Now, the majority of Jews in America continue to face anti-Semitism incidents, a rise in them on a daily basis, especially online. And then see what was going on in colleges where they were going to college on a regular basis. You saw that as well. And a recent poll by Religion News Services reported that a rise in respondents who say that they have experienced or witnessed some form of anti-Semitism incident. 63% said that they had, up from 54% in 2020. That a poll found 56% had heard anti-Semitic comments or slurs or other things targeting Jews. And they have been targeted by anti-Semitic comments, slurs, or threats on a regular basis. I mean, it's just amazing. In the aftermath of the major anti-Semitic attacks in Pittsburgh, Poway, California, Jersey City, and other places, American Jews are reporting that they feel less safe in the USA than they were just a decade earlier. Now, the Dems, if they had been on this, they probably would have blamed this on Trump too, right? I mean, the guy that moved, right, the American embassy to Jerusalem where it belonged. I mean, that's the guy that's a bad guy, right? Despite increased security at all synagogues following those attacks, almost half, 50% said that they, 49% said they fear a violent attack in their place of worship. 36% of respondents said that they had experienced online harassment in the past year. 59% of Jewish Americans surveyed said that they feel less safe than they did 10 years ago. Those numbers have been moving in the opposite direction since World War II. Now, the report does is it gives a very broad photograph of what the American Jewish experience is like. But we don't hear about it from mainstream media, do we? The survey was conducted with 503 Jewish American adults between January 7th and the 15th. Approximately 4.2 million American adults identify as Jewish by religion. Now, we have to have Evan say it back on because he explains this very well. I didn't understand it. I guess I still don't to a degree. We said Jews fall into three categories, right? They're either, what do you say, cultural Jews, right? Religious Jews, or Jews because they simply, you know, came out, I know what it was, Jews simply because they came out of the womb of a Jewish mom. So it's interesting to hear how he lays it all out. We'll have to bring him back on to talk about that. But I've never heard so much negativity towards a certain group. When in reality, whenever I ask somebody, truly when it comes to the Jewish community, whenever I ask somebody, so what is it exactly are you teed off about? What is it exactly is making you crazy about this? Some of them will come off with the cliche, well, they own Hollywood and they own this and they own that. I go, okay, so they've worked at it. If that's the case, they've worked at it. There are definitely different groups, different ethnicities that are well known to be in certain categories, certain industries. So what do you have to hold that we hold against them? Anyway, the survey was released on the same day Jewish media outlet Belaz reported an attack in New York City on a Jewish couple walking their baby in one of the parks. You know, again, did it hit the news like the Asian woman being beat out in front of that store? No. Why not? See, again, I don't get it. Why not? Don't they deserve to say? I mean, again, if you're talking against a group, if you're talking about hurting, physically bringing harm to a group, it should be against the law no matter what, right? At least I think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody brought up, I saw something go by about how we're supposed to accept Joe Biden's $2 trillion bill with blind faith, and he's going to do the right thing with it. I find that amazing. These people blow money on a regular basis, and we're supposed to trust and believe in them? Right? Blank checks for left-wing ideologues is what it works out to be. There's a lot less money for American citizens than there are for other pet projects of theirs all over the place. The plan comes after $1.9 trillion in deficit spending came last month in the name of coronavirus relief. Now we're talking about one of the largest tax increases since 1968. The COVID bill that spent less than, write this down, 9% to defeat the virus. The new bigger bill spends less than 6% to repair bridges, highways, and roads. How is that an infrastructure bill? One person called it a kitchen sink bill. Here's some of the numbers that should excite you tremendously. It allows $174 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles, $213 billion in subsidies for retrofitting homes. These are proven to be among the most wasteful ways to reduce emissions. Mandates one-size-fits-all environmental regulations, including 100% green energy requirements for federal buildings, while spending $100 billion to decarbonize the energy grid of 2035. Note that similar mandates are already raising energy and home costs in states such as California. I mean, we're going nuts in California with energy costs, and we're supposed to be the green state, right? We're going to fast-track another $80 billion in new subsidies for Amtrak, which already has its fair share of problems, losing money like crazy. And they just gave billions of dollars in aid to Amtrak last year. Are we even allowed to ride on Amtrak? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Finish up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day 4 of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Jurors heard from at least a dozen witnesses and saw surveillance and police body cam video of Floyd's arrest last May. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected
this patient to be done.
Floyd's girlfriend also took the stand.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. Over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents near San Miguel, Mexico. More than 80 were unaccompanied minors. The group was provided masks and transported to Tucson. Most of them were from Guatemala and the rest from Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I got so many things popping up on my screen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, it's reading, and being part of the conversation. Look, get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously, no joke. Get involved and get engaged. I want to make sure that you really have a clue. You're getting the information you need to have a clue to make a decision or to make decisions. You know, with everything going on around us, you have to have the information you need to make sure that you don't get blindsided. That what you're fighting for, truly what you're saying, what you're fighting for is information that you have. You know, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, for me, it's kind of like enough of this stuff. We need to fight back with real information, not let them off the hook, and keep pounding and pounding and pounding on them. Anyway, let's talk about Joey B's salvation for us, I guess. He believes that what he's putting in place will save us, make our lives better. You know, this $174 billion is subsidies for electric vehicles, right? And retrofitting homes. It didn't work out well, and it hasn't worked out well. Nobody's being honest enough to talk about really what it takes to produce an electric battery and then get rid of it. It just doesn't work. When you think about all the jobs that they claim are going to show up. How do we know that? We were told this twice before on this whole green energy thing. It didn't work out, did it? Then he's going to revoke pro-worker rights to... states fought for the right to work, what they call a right-to-work state, where the union doesn't have control. Right? The state protects you so you're not discriminated against, but I can fire you pretty much for any reason. Businesses are not, they should not be forced to keep employees not doing the job. Now, 27 states are going to be, this will take those protections away on 27 states. It's an, you know, an infringement of the workers' privacy and freedom of speech. Requires all federally aided projects to have project labor agreements, PLAs. You know what? That'll drive the construction costs right through the roof. Meanwhile, the plan comes along with the largest tax increase in a generation. Think of all the money it's going to take. I told you, your grandchildren's great-grandchildren are going to still be paying for this. All these hikes are going to raise the United States corporate tax to a rate highest in any developed world, even and higher than communist China. It adds billions of dollars for American workers and families. Now, that's according to figures from the Joint Committee on Taxation. It asks other countries to raise their taxes as well so we can have a level playing field. I can see China, Iran, the rest of them going, oh, yeah, sure, we're on board with you, right? Crushing tax hikes are the last thing American family workers and small businesses need. This will kill jobs. It'll reduce wages. It'll send American jobs overseas. We just started getting those jobs back. Look, we just found out the other day that, was it Ford? That factory they were keeping here in this country because Trump had his thumb on them? They're taking it to Mexico. They're going to lose all those jobs to Mexico. This is nothing but a buyback. This is nothing but, you know, just political fodder for the Democrats. It makes no sense. I don't know how they see that it helps us in any way, shape, manner, or form. Yeah, this stuff just drives me out of my mind. All right. Some more craziness. We were talking about this earlier, and I think it's a pretty big deal. This is why I keep saying, you got to get on this. We got to work this through and get on this. The U.S., you know, the decline of Christianity is growing at a rapid, or declining, I should say, at a rapid rate. While many have no religion but believe in a God. So I don't know if they're confused by the question, or it's just we think that we've become so self-dependent that we can do everything on our own, we don't need any help. The religious landscape of the United States continues to change just on a year-by-year basis, and not just because of COVID. Back in 2019, 65% of American adults described themselves as Christians. This is when they asked about their religion. The problem with that is down 12 points from the year before, over a decade. But the problem with that is that many people feel they're Christians because grandma was a Christian. Because mom was a Christian. Because they've been to church a couple of times. No true acceptance of Christ. Which we know is what it really truly is, what it's all about. Now, the religiously unaffiliated consists of people who describe their religious identity as either, I don't know, atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. They've risen from, you know, about 17% to up a little over 30%. Now, again, many of these people you talk to believe in God or a God, but don't like organized religion because of what they stand for and the things that they do. Both Protestants and Catholics are experiencing losses of population share, too. So I want you to think about this. I'm going to go back to what I was talking about earlier. Why? What have we done? I don't totally agree with Zoe, and he knows it. From a standpoint of, what are we putting out there to draw those kids in? What are we putting out there that are pushing them away? Right? I mean, are we being the example we're supposed to be, no matter what it is? I always hear about how we're supposed to be role models in life as a whole. In every aspect of life. I mean, they're always on my case because as a school board member, I'm supposed to be a role model for kids. Most of those kids don't even know who I am. But if that's the case, as a Christian, as a Jew, What kind of role model for your religion are you being? What kind of role model for your God are you being? Now, the key findings of the new trend in religious composition and church-going habits, this came out by the Pew Research Center a year or so back, that a lot of people are using and actually they're now using the digital dial kind of process where you're getting text to it. I wonder how accurate this stuff actually is and if people are answering accurately. Some of them think they do because they're not talking to anybody. It's all automated. It's kind of disconnected. But there is a trend towards what they're calling religious disaffiliation, where people are pulling away from a particular religion without pulling away from God as a whole. They actually interviewed or connected with 35,000 respondents, which is a lot higher than you usually see in these numbers. And that's where some of these numbers are, how these numbers and some of these numbers came up. And I think I'm going to go back to what I said before. What are they seeing in us? And the number, I mean, they're really kind of interesting numbers when you look at how they change between men and women, the generation they were born into and not into, white, black, Hispanic, college, non-college, where they are in the country as to what they believe or don't believe. Quite interesting to look at the numbers. And wouldn't you love to sit down and talk to some of these people? Why did you give up what you believe? Why did you come into what you believe? Not just why did you give it up, but why did you come into it? You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. And I mean that sincerely. Joe Manchin is really pushing the envelope. He's really pushing back on his fellow Democrats. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for spending your time with me and being involved, being engaged, being part of, seriously. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other commentators. Why? You'd listen to them, I don't know. But a whole bunch of commentators and so forth that are out there. You've chosen me, and I really do appreciate it so much. Hey, head up to the website. You can find out more about me. You can find out more about the show. You can hit the donate button. You can hit the sign up for newsletter button, that kind of thing. Some of you have sent me emails to tell me that you're invested, if you would. And, you know, again, I'm not... If you're involved and you're engaged with the show, God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. But if you're not, you know, think about it. Think about who you want to support now. Maybe it isn't me. As long as it's another decent commentator, as long as it's somebody who's actually working and making things better, then great. But you got to engage somewhere. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Got a whole bunch of stories. Look, I'm loving some of the stuff that I'm reading because it's causing some aggravation, right? It's causing people to step up, if you would, and have to open their mouths and respond to some of these things. you know, like Psaki today, she doubled down on Biden's Georgia voting comments after there was a major fact check against her and him. But they're doing what they do with everything. If you notice how they operate sometimes, it's they totally ignore what you're saying because they already have something figured out that they want to do, that they want to say, that they want to rest on, if you would. Right? And even after fact checks determine that Biden's line of attack was wrong and false, she still stayed with the story. Now, Biden had claimed that Georgia's law blocked people from providing voters with food and or water while they stood in line. He accused a Republican-led state was ending voting at 5 p.m. when people are just getting off of work. The Georgia law actually standardizes what's considered normal business hours to mean 9 to 5, but still allow counties to extend their voting hours to as early as 7 and as late as 7. It allows the poll workers to provide service, water, for unattended receptacles while 150 feet away, but prohibits people from actively distributing food and drink within that distance. This is the same thing in California. You're not supposed to approach anybody within 100 feet. There's not much of a difference here. It standardizes the ending of voting every day at 5, right? This is what Psaki asked Fox Business Edward Lawrence while referring to the law. It just gives options. It gives the options to expand it. But it standardizes it at 5. It also makes it so that outside groups can't provide water or food to people in line, right? No. Okay, yes. But it doesn't prohibit food and water being given out by the state and or an approved organization. You want to keep Acorn out of the line. Planned Parenthood showing up to pass out water and food. Now, the Washington Post, I mean, aren't they pro? They're pro-Dem all the way. They gave Biden 4 Pinocchios. Biden framed his complaint in terms of a slap at working people, the Post's Glenn Kessler wrote. The law would end voting at 5 o'clock, at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work, or it ends voting hours early so working people can't cast their vote or vote after their shift is over. Now, listeners might assume he was talking about voting on election day, not early voting. But election day hours weren't changed. As for early voting, the law made a modest change, replacing a vague normal business hours presumption and solidified it at between 9 to 5. I mean, look at, if voting is so serious, if voting is so sacred, so important, then why can't you take this? Look at, you want to make it a mandate, I don't want you to. But you'd be better off saying, look, everybody's off at noon. Businesses have to give their people off at noon so they can go vote. Having them able to vote for 5 days or mail-in or this or that, that's just crazy. It's going somewhere to happen. And it's dangerous. You saw what happened in the last election. This is not good for anybody. And Joe will always be a questionable president. Even if he was a good guy, it would be questionable because of the way everything went down. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Cruz and AOC are really at it again. They should be, anyway. I mean, AOC needs to be... You cannot let her get away with some of the crazy stuff she says because she's a female. See, she's a female Hispanic, which means that we hate her if we say anything bad about her. That's how they play. It's how they work it. But Cruz takes run. He doesn't let it get away with it. I'll give him credit for that. She was exchanging jabs on Twitter with that Cruz over the growing immigration crisis at the U.S. border. The one she's been down to check out on her... Well, no, not this time. She did it last time. In response to a series of tweets by AOC, I don't even want to say her name, on the party's division in addressing migrant children crossing the border, Cruz condemned the spike in undocumented migrant arrivals. AOC explains the real Dem position, abolish ICE, full open borders, which would make the Biden border crisis even worse. Nobody down there to check anything, and that's what they want. That's what they think is okay. I don't know what they think this is going to get them or help them. And again, this is a little rich brat, Sandy. Remember her from high school? That was her high school nickname. She said nothing else works. Last year, we had the lowest illegal immigration in 45 years. This year, we've had the highest in 20. And this year ain't over yet. AOC fired back, recapping the senator's decision to leave his home state in February amid one of the Texas' biggest crises. I'm not sticking up for the guy that probably was bad aesthetically as to what to do. But what is he supposed to do? What exactly was he supposed to make happen? Right? I mean, seriously. The state of emergency had already been done, put in. Cruz has no pull with Biden. There's no relationship there. What was he supposed to do? She went on to say, Ted, this is pretty rich coming from someone who fled their own home and responsibilities during an environmental crisis like that. And you went to seek refuge in Mexico. You're also one of the ones that funded cages to expand to get more kids in them. You have no policy, just puff. They went back and forth with each other. This is great. You know, and again, this is they're not dealing with the real issues. The real issues is down there. What are these people coming up for? Did the violence in their villages and cities and what have you, did it pick up tenfold in the last 2 months? No, really. And I suppose the Biden shirts were just to provide them some comfort. So somebody, whoever donated them or gave them, figured, well, we might as well put a message on it, right? People, you need to think this stuff through. Cruz now called AOC a liar for her claims, and the New York Democrat in turn has rejected any calls for camaraderie from the Republican from Texas. She claims that he almost had her murdered. I mean, she is that high school drama queen that you all went nuts over, right? Like, you kind of like pushed her away and raised her eyebrows and said, no, I'm not going anywhere with you. This is a fight. This is a war. It shouldn't be. It's wrong. But it's not a what's right for the American people. This is a war against ideologies. The Dems believe that everything they want to do is good for the community. Everything that they want to do is good for the law. Look at what Gascon is doing in L.A. Now he's not only defunding, but he's tearing apart the drug and gang organization. Why? Why? They did a great job of cleaning up the city. They did a great job of getting a lot of drugs off the streets. But the one that worries me, but I know a lot of you don't really much care about, you don't much talk about it either. Talk about it more tomorrow. But a bill to decriminalize pot. Countrywide. Can we look at the damage it's done to our young people in some states like California and Colorado and so forth? This is not a harmless drug. This is not like beer. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really, don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And you know what? Keep it sane. We'll be back tomorrow.